saving ourselves from ourselves today on Stateside. But first, amidst the buzz over the shiny new cars at the North American International Auto Show, there are voices of protest. They are representing workers at Nissan's assembly plant in Canton, Mississippi. Thousands of temporary workers who feel betrayed by the automaker's promise of good jobs. Jimmy Jurasek is with the United Auto Workers Union. He's assistant director of their organizing department. And Morris Mock is a Nissan technician. They both sat down with Cindy to talk about what the temporary workers want.
Jim, you and the team are passing out flyers at Kobo during the auto show week, declaring Nissan, lead us not into temp nation.
Correct.
Tell us what's behind this protest, Jim.
Honestly, it all comes down to good paying manufacturing jobs in America and the abuse of temporary workers. I mean, you shouldn't have to go to work and be a temporary for 8-9 years working right next to somebody building the same job with no chance of ever getting hired. It's like putting a carrot out on a stick in front of a horse. And that horse is going to keep walking because it's going to finally think it's going to get the carrot. But at the end of the day, they still are making $13 to $15 an hour producing great vehicles. I'm not here to bang Nissan vehicles to make a great product. Mm-hmm. But I think their abuse of temporary workers, such as 50% temporary workers in Canton, Mississippi, and 65% is at Nissan Smyrna,
has
got
Tennessee,
to stop.
Yeah,
it's got to stop. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, they do come up with this new program that's called Pathways. Now, I'm going to have to say that 10 years earlier, they never had a Pathways to Success or whatever they call it.
What is it meant to do?
It's meant to have the worker finally get full-time employment. Last year, they started this program. They hired about 400 people, which I give them credit. But what they don't tell people is, yeah, you top out as a temporary as a 15, but when you come in at 15, 25, but you're a real Nissan employee. And it takes years and years and years to get topped out to the $19 hour wage, which is still far below the $24 an hour that a regular Nissan worker makes.
Morris Mock, you are one of the workers, and you do not work then for Nissan, right? These workers are working for an employment agency?
Yes, ma'am. They work for Kelly Services. When they first started hiring the Kelly Services workers, they had a 5-year contract. In this 5-year contract, these workers were to remain temporary workers until after 5 years, and then that's when they're going to hire them to be full-time Nissan. Now, since we've started the hand billing and leafleting at the auto shows, they started this pathway program, and they said that this pathway program is going to last about 2 years, and then that's what they're going to make them Nissan. Just recently, in November, they said that it's going to take about 6 months before they become Nissan. Now, this is the ironic thing about this six-month thing. Just last week, they just fired about 100 or so workers, a little bit over 100 that we know of. They are blowing up the phones of the UAW office wondering what happened. Because in December, they announced that they were going to create 500 jobs first of the year, right? So they're hiring and firing at the same time. These are people who've been there for 2 to 3 years, and they're telling these workers that there's budget cuts.
Are these workers who have been pushing to organize? Are these workers who have singled themselves out in some way?
These are actually just Kelly Services workers. We call them temp workers.
I'm wondering, Morris, if this group that's been fired, was there some specific reason that you feel that maybe they were fired while others are being hired?
When it comes to temporary workers, the temporary workers, they can't vote in a union election anyway. So these are people who weren't really saying anything. They didn't have a voice either way. Now, you have a lot of them who support the union, but they weren't publicly saying that they support the union because, you know, they had that 2-year to 6-month period where they wanted to be hired.
Now, this is something, this idea of having these perma-temps, if you will, mm-hmm. permanent temporary workers. Certainly, Nissan's not the only one doing it. A lot of the suppliers are doing that
Correct.
That have the southern-based plants. You don't see it so much up here, do you?
Not at all. We have Tier 2 wage system.
Exactly, which we know is going to be a big, big issue with the contract talks
right,
with the big three.
Great President Dennis Williams, we're going to try to bridge that some way or another.
What is it about the Nissan plant in Mississippi and also the one in Smyrna, Tennessee, that has drawn this action as opposed to, or is this like to get a foot in the door and then looking at the suppliers and other transnational automakers that are doing this?
Ultimately, I would like to have that happen. I mean, because I don't think we should have second-class citizens working at these plants. If they're going to be working and doing a good job for a good company that's making billions of dollars in profit, then you should at least give people a fair avenue and a voice on what's going to happen to them in their future.
Would these workers be willing to risk having these jobs go away? I guess if the business and market demands mean that Nissan or some of these other companies can't be successful and keep as many people working if they have to pay the higher costs that come with having a full-time unionized workforce, what happens if those jobs go away? Are workers willing to risk that?
For one thing, I don't think the jobs are going to go away. I believe that Nissan portrays that to the workers in Nissan. No, hey, we can go to Mexico anytime. In fact, they've said that to workers. And I also forgot to tell you, when you become on a Pathway program, before you go to Pathway, right when you get hired by Nissan, they make sure to let you know that, hey, you don't want to be talking to that Morris Mock or that Betty Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You stay away from them.
That's right.
And Morris can attest to it because he sees it. He's there every day.
And Morris, being there every day, give us a sense of what the kind of cycle that these temporary workers are in. You know, they're making less than the person on the line next to them. What's day-to-day life like?
I see a lot of hurt, broken workers. You know, you constantly tell these workers, you know, they go to a store and buy like a brace for their arm, and you tell them they need to go to medical. And these workers, instead of getting themselves checked out, they will actually work hurt because they're afraid that they're going to lose their job. I see a lot of mistreatment. I see a lot of management trying to scare and intimidate workers. The way Nissan is set up, everything's done by manager's discretion. You know, the manager has the right to discipline or not discipline certain workers. I think when it comes to discretionary management, it promotes a lot of sexism, ageism, racism. It promotes a lot of things that are scary, you know, when it comes to here down south. Because when a manager has the discretion to fire or mistreat a particular worker, you know, being here in the South, you know, I hate to bring that up, that, you know, there's a lot of racism here, which some people will say that that's everywhere, but you take a manager who has the right to make that decision, that permanent decision. Some of these decisions are based on how well they know or how well they can relate to a particular worker. And these are one of the things that I see that we have a problem with. It's a lot of injuries. People are broken. After you've been hurt so many times, and then companies, they threaten to shut the factory down. They're like, well, look, I'm going to leave you crippled anyway. Because, I mean, hey, look, what else do I have? Either I'm going to speak up or I'm going to leave here in a wheelchair. We're making the most cars that any other factory I've ever researched had. We're the lowest paid when it comes to building the amount of cars that we're making. You know, Nissan's not going anywhere. We're making twice as many cars as any other factory. If Nissan can respect unions in Mexico, unions in other parts of the world, the only part of the world that Nissan's there not respecting unions is here in the United States. They have the unions in Mexico, Brazil, Africa, except for here in the United States. Being an American, I think, hey, look, we shouldn't be treated as second-class citizens here in the U.S.
Jimmy, you've been outside Cobo, you and your team outside Cobo. What kind of reactions and conversations are you getting when you're handing these flyers to people coming into the auto show?
You know, there's a mix of reactions. Obviously, some people think that what we're doing is great. Obviously, some people think it's not so great. But you have to take the good with the bad. Overall, it's really positive. I got to tell you, the first couple of days, it was really hard to have conversations because there were so many people coming in through them doors. But, you know, when people want to engage and they want to talk, they understand the plight of not only the Nissan workers, but all temporary workers. It's a terrible problem that we're facing as a nation that we're going to have to sooner or later address together. I mean, because we're all human beings. We all sleep, eat, drink, have family. We all want to do good for our family. We shouldn't have to choose between going to work and being able to raise a family. Sooner or later, people should just act like human beings to each other. I get emotional on this, but I just wish Carlos Ghosn would do the right thing. We've offered olive branch to Carlos Ghosn plenty of times to sit down and just have an open dialogue. I mean, even if he says, hey, you know what? No, we're not interested. That's fine. But at least have the common courtesy to sit down and talk about some of these issues and concerns.
And of course, we're talking about the CEO of Nissan. And the reaction has been nothing?
He doesn't respond. I mean, but last year I did get a chuckle because Mr. Ghosn did come through on press days, and we did get to talk to him, and we did get to give him a leaflet and a button. He was a little taken aback, so we were looking for him, but he came in through some back door because we didn't see him.
So the fight will continue both in Mississippi and Tennessee and at the different auto shows.
I told Ken, who runs Nissan auto show area, see you in New York. Oh, you going to Chicago? Yeah, I'll see you in Chicago. I said, no disrespect, Ken, but you don't have to freak out when we come in there. Because last year in New York, he really thought he was going to have a stroke. I felt bad for the guy.
Jim Jurasek is with the United Auto Workers Union, and Morris Mock joined us from Mississippi representing the temporary workers who are on the line at their assembly plant in Canton, as well as those on the line at the Nissan battery plant and assembly plant in Smyrna, Tennessee. Thank you both so much for talking with us
today
on
Stateside. Thank you so much, Cynthia. You're a very, very nice
woman. Thank you.
And we did reach out to Nissan for their comments. They say, quote, "The contract jobs in our business model are designed to be long-term, stable jobs with competitive pay and benefits. The use of contract workers is a common practice throughout the automotive industry. We strive to maintain a level of associate workers that is complementary to these industry standards." Again, that statement from Nissan.